Located behind the Kenan-Flagler Rizzo Conference Center, the former Barbie plantation has been undisturbed for decades. The Barbie Family Cemetery, one of the remaining aspects of the original plantation, houses 120 graves. Brandon Bain, an associate professor of religious studies at UNC, said while some of those graves are marked, many are not.
There are about 20 graves that are all close to where the Barbie family house was, together on the top of the hill. The other 100 kind of are on an incline as that hill kind of moves down into a ravine and to the creek that's just to the east there.
The 20 graves on the hilltop are likely family members, with two still marked to William Barbie and his wife, who owned the property for the first half of the 19th century.
But what you don't learn is that those other 100 are likely enslaved people that worked for the Barbies on their plantation.
One of the problems with unmarked graves is the lack of certainty on who is buried where. The graves were sometimes marked with stones, flowers, or wood, but many of those are untraceable now to their origins. Archaeological records can help locate the graves of enslaved people based on previous patterns in the South, indicating only family members were buried on the peaks of hills. Through the partnership of UNC's Commission on History, Race, and a Way Forward and the Kenan-Flagler Business School, there is a lengthy process to develop appropriate signage of the cemetery and marking who the graves belong to. Bain said there is more to do in the community in preserving the stories which helped shape Southern Orange County.
I also think this wider effort of recovering the stories that are in our community through oral histories. So I know that the Center for the Study of American South and some of my colleagues have begun this work of asking these questions and reaching out and getting into contact with folks in our community that know these stories.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.